This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says state health officials hope to test up to 8,500 people a day for COVID-19 by the end of next month, far more than the roughly 160 tests per day at the beginning of the pandemic. Polis says testing capacity has increased 20-fold.
But we face significant supply constraints that are no different than the supply constraints that are faced in other states and other countries across the world.
Officials say a shortage of swabs and other implements is hampering wider testing. Polis says testing, distancing, and health care are key to opening up more of the state's economy. El Paso County has received $125 million in federal COVID-19 funds. Commissioner Mark Waller says the county will keep most of that money to cover coronavirus-related expenses. The rest will go to municipalities.
The federal government has put a mandate on us as the county to be the oversight agency for that and to provide complete transparency in how those dollars are distributed and how those funds are going to be spent.
Waller says El Paso County will keep about $83 million and Colorado Springs will get about $38 million. Mesa County can waive part of the state's COVID-19 public health restrictions. Restaurants can begin limited in-dining service, and houses of worship and fitness centers can reopen. Mesa County has had 39 positive coronavirus cases. 70 in Denver and Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.